Will was not a real loud or noisy guy, kind of a guy who led by example, fairly quiet.
He wouldn't say two words if he had a mouthful of them, you know, but when it came down to football, his intensity level, it just jumped up a notch. He had a great heart in him, you know, he just desire. He had a will to him to be a great football player.
In the fall of 1992, our area scout and our regional scout and our national scout also told me, they said, Carl, you got to get up here to University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and see this guy. And he was impressive.
He was a very good athlete. He had excellent balance, footwork, good hip strength.
For a large man, he was very light on his feet.
That's what you look for in a lineman. You don't want a guy tipping over all the time, and Will was one of those type of guys, you know, that very seldom you saw him on the ground unless he was cutting somebody.
His senior year, I think he was the last guy to run the fumble rooski.
Will Shields has got the football.
The old fumble rooski on that play.
And I think they listed him at 6'1", 305 when he was a senior, picking up that ball against Colorado and rambling 16 yards, you know, for a first down. Pretty athletic.
Will Shields' dominance of the Memorial Stadium AstroTurf was clear, and that athletic ability caught the eyes of NFL talent evaluators everywhere as his senior year wore on. But in the lead-up to the 1993 NFL draft, the personnel men in Kansas City had their sights set on a much different off-season acquisition.
At that time, it was all about Joe Montana.
We're talking about Joe Montana, quarterback Joe Montana.
The Chiefs are back in the running in the Montana Derby.
From here, I'm going to Kansas City, and
things are a little more serious now than they were about 10 days ago.
So it's down to Phoenix and Kansas City, period.
Is he going to be here in a Chiefs uniform or not, Kevin?
Ask your neighbor.
The town, the fans, the team was thrilled to death. But luckily, Carl Peterson and Marty Schottenheimer kept their eye on the ball.
And as many of you know, the Chiefs traded their number one choice in today's draft to get the 49ers, Joe Montana and Whitmore. But that doesn't mean the team executives had the day off. Al Wallace now joins us from Arrowhead. Now, you've been out there all day, and they finally picked up a choice.
They certainly did, Frank. This guy is big, big, big. His name is Will Shields. The third-round pick for the Chiefs came down about 7:30 tonight.
His rating and draft grade was way much higher than a third-round pick. So I was ecstatic about it, and it didn't take very long to make that decision.
A consensus All-American and Outland Trophy winner his senior year, Will had been an exceptional college player. But there were some who questioned whether the skills that brought him his collegiate acclaim would translate to the NFL.
There was some interesting opinions about Will Shields coming out of Nebraska.
Immediately after the draft, one of the local Kansas City scribes went to our offensive line coach, Alex Gibbs, and said, what do you think about the Chiefs taking, with their first pick, an offensive lineman? You're going to coach him. And Alex's response was, well, he's from the University of Nebraska. I know he can run block. But because he's from the University of Nebraska, I question whether he can pass block.
I've seen the handwritten scouting report that he turned in, and he said fifth, sixth round.
Here is Frazier. He's going to get in there. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
They ran an I formation and ran out of the slot. And if they threw the ball, which wasn't often, it was usually play action.
Now, I think in the NFL, I would imagine that they spend a large percentage of their time on pass protection. And we spent a fair amount of time on it, but probably not as much proportionately as an NFL team.
I'd never done a true traditional pass set. Everything was turn protection or go attack the guy and make him think it's a run, then settle down. So I had to learn those different techniques.
Will had the mobility and the strength to compete there. He was always on balance and always could get in front of the guy that he was blocked with the pass pro, and it didn't take the Chiefs long to figure that out.
First of all, even as a rookie, he's going to pick things up really fast because he's a very smart man. And then his athletic ability was a textbook for a guard in today's NFL. Even the dummies in the media on the sideline watching practice could tell immediately, wow, this guy was, I mean, there was something here.
Kansas City won the toss, and they will receive the kickoff from Michael Husted.
You know, that 93 season, they opened in Tampa. This was Joe Montana's first game, and the world was just wonderful.
And Montana to throw on first down, able to side on it to Harvey Williams.
But in that game, injury forced Will Shields to go in.
Dave Zott, the starting left guard, came into today's game with an ankle problem. And as John Dockery mentioned, hurt his knee. So we'll have to see how the Chiefs will play it.
Coach Gibbs would probably even tell you that, you know, if it wasn't that comfortable when he first put him in, but Marty said, hey, we're getting this guy in.
Alex Gibbs sent him onto the field saying, don't get the quarterback killed.
Shields taking over at right guard. Via moving to left guard. Because
when he came in, we looked at him and said, hey, kid, it's showtime. And, you know, he was just like Will Shields was. He was very confident.
An open man.
He just said, hey, you know, he just went about his business.
Second down, 10 for Montana. Split backfield. And Martins over the right side. Makes up the first down, running over the right guard.
And hole. Another good-looking run by Marcus Allen.
You know, a lot of times younger guys will come in and practice, they look good, but the games are so big for them that, you know, they just, things can't slow down.
The play fake, this time Harvey Williams.
We knew right away that Will, the game wasn't too big for Will Shields.